Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. This time we're going old school. We're
Right.
talking direct mail marketing. Yeah, you heard that right. Direct mail. We've got this pitch here. It's for local businesses to join this shared mailer program. They call it Local Heads Up.
Okay.
And they're making some big claims, like 67%, get this, 67% of marketers are saying that direct mail gets them the highest return on investment, the highest ROI.
Wow, in today's world, that's pretty surprising.
I know, right? In today's digital
Yeah,
world.
you'd think digital would be king.
Exactly. So is direct mail making a comeback? What's the deal here?
Well, what's interesting is this resurgence. It might be happening because of the digital overload. We're all experiencing it. Think about it, we're always scrolling through emails, social media websites. It's nonstop.
The barrage.
It is a total barrage of digital stimulation.
Yeah, and then boom, you get a piece of mail, something you can actually hold.
Right, and it just stands out. A fleeting digital ad just can't compete with that.
Okay, I can see that. I mean, when was the last time you got excited over an email?
Right, but a postcard or a
Yeah.
handwritten note.
Those feel special.
Totally. And that translates to action. 66% of consumers take action on direct mail they receive.
Really? 66%.
That's what the source says. That's a high action rate.
Wow.
Likely from the tangibility of it, it's a more memorable experience, more engaging.
So it's not just about grabbing attention, it drives results. So tell me about this local heads-up program. How does it work? Is it just a bunch of coupons together?
Well, actually, no. That's where it gets interesting. It's not your typical flyer-stuffed envelope. This is different. It's a shared mailer featuring a few local businesses,
Yeah.
all designed like a cohesive package. They send these out to 4,900 households every single month.
4,900 households
You'd
every
want,
month.
yeah.
Wow, and the cost.
Surprisingly low, 3 to 8 cents a piece,
Really?
compared to a dollar or more for individual postcards.
That's a big difference. Huge. So there's a reason they combine multiple businesses.
Absolutely. This local heads-up format, it's clever. So you appear with other trusted businesses. Your message gains credibility. People are less likely to think it's junk mail.
Oh, that's smart.
And of course, that shared cost makes it accessible to smaller businesses.
That makes a lot of sense. But even if it's not junk mail, aren't people still just going to toss it? I know I do sometimes.
Yeah, that's a valid concern. And the source addresses that head-on. They say there's a big difference between those generic credit card offers or political mailers even, versus info from businesses people actually know.
Okay, yeah.
Businesses they care about. They even go so far as to call the mailbox prime real estate
Prime real estate.
for your message.
Okay, now I'm intrigued.
Right. So it's not just about being in the mailbox. It's about making sure your mailer stands out, that it has something relevant to the recipient.
So it's more than coupons. This local heads-up program, it seems to be about building a community.
You're picking up on something there. The source definitely emphasizes fostering those local connections,
Yeah.
not just straight advertising. So it begs the question, could this be a way to bridge the gap between physical mail and the digital world?
Ooh, that's
Yeah.
a good one. We're gonna have to look into that.
Yeah, we will. There's a lot more to unpack here. So stay tuned as we dive deeper into this local heads-up pitch. That connection you mentioned, the physical and digital, the source actually highlights that. As a key advantage of this program, they aren't saying to ditch your digital strategy entirely. It's more about integration.
Oh, so it's not either or.
Exactly. They even mentioned Google and Facebook ads, things like that. They acknowledge the value,
Sure.
but what they're saying is these mailers, they act as a bridge between offline and online.
Okay, now I'm curious, how does a postcard do that?
Well, think about it. It's a physical piece of marketing. It can also include QR codes,
Yeah.
website addresses.
Ah, I see.
It invites people to take that next step online.
So it's like a gateway to your
Exactly.
digital presence.
You got it.
So it's the best of both worlds. You capture their attention with the mailer and then lead them to your website or social media.
Right, and that's where you can really showcase your products and services, your brand story,
Yeah.
all the details.
And hopefully turn that interest into a sale or
Exactly.
a loyal
A
customer.
loyal customer, that's the goal.
That's the dream.
And don't forget about coupons and special offers. The
Yeah.
source points those out too as being effective.
Yeah, for sure. A bright coupon right there, easy to tear off,
Impossible to ignore.
right there in your mailbox.
And even if someone doesn't act on it right away, the mailer serves as a reminder.
Oh, that's true.
Maybe it goes on the fridge
Yeah.
or a counter. It keeps your brand top of mind.
It's about that long-term visibility. So it
Existing
really
brand.
is prime real estate.
You got it.
I remember the source also talked about their distribution strategy.
Yes, they're very deliberate about that.
Okay.
These mailers go out monthly. to the same 4,900 households on a rotating basis.
So the same audience over and over.
Pretty much.
Throughout the year.
Yeah.
That seems almost counterintuitive.
It does, doesn't it?
In today's marketing world, where everything's so fast.
Right, everything's instant. But this repetition, it's key.
Okay.
It builds familiarity and trust.
I see.
People start to recognize your brand. They see your message consistently.
Yeah. It's the opposite of those online ads. You see them for a second and then they're gone.
Exactly.
But is this hyper-local focus really better than a broader campaign? Like digital...
That's where The Source makes a bold claim.
What do they say?
They say that targeting a specific geographic area, like they do at this program,
yeah,
is actually more effective.
More effective than SEO or digital marketing.
They say so.
Interesting.
It's because you're reaching the people most likely to become your customers.
The people right there in your community.
Yeah, exactly.
Makes sense.
These are the people who are likely to frequent your business,
hmm,
who are maybe already predisposed, mm-hmm, to supporting local.
Okay, yeah. Much more targeted. But what about this whole junk mail thing? The Source insists it's not.
Right. They make a few key points.
Like what?
Well, first, they emphasize the content. It's not like those credit card offers,
yeah,
or political mailers. It's useful information.
Okay.
From businesses people recognize.
Yeah.
Businesses they care about.
So it's about relevance, local connection.
Well, exactly. They also bring in a little psychology.
Oh, like what?
People's fear of missing out.
Oh, yeah.
That desire to stay in the loop.
To not miss out.
To know what's happening.
Okay, I see.
So these mailers, they become a way to stay connected
with their community
and discover local gems,
right,
they might not have known about. And because it features multiple businesses, it's a sense of variety,
mm,
and value.
Oh,
it's like a curated selection.
It's not just a stack of flyers.
Exactly.
Okay, this isn't your typical junk mail.
It's not.
But what about that whole community building thing? The Source mentioned that too.
You raise a good point.
Is it really community building or is it clever marketing? Well, think about it this way.
Community building or clever marketing? What, yeah, do you think?
Well, probably a bit of both, right? I mean, yeah, it's about promoting businesses. But at the same time, by showcasing what's local, highlighting those unique offerings, those hyper-local things, maybe it does cultivate a sense of place.
Yeah, like, hey, these are the businesses that make our community special. Let's support them.
Exactly. And that can resonate with consumers, especially these days. People want to support businesses that align with their values. You know, localism.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Plus, The Source talks about the collaboration aspect. Businesses working together, creating cross-promotion opportunities.
Right, like that example,
yeah,
with the restaurant and the boutique,
exactly,
offering discounts.
It's a smart strategy.
Yeah.
Leverage each other's customer base, amplify their reach.
Everybody wins.
Everybody wins.
That's really interesting. But it all comes down to being able to articulate your value,
mm,
in a compelling way.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you cram all that onto a small space on a mailer.
That is the challenge.
But The Source stresses being concise,
mm-hmm,
impactful.
Okay.
Think strong visuals, a compelling headline, and the right words. Words that convey your brand.
So really distilling your message, mm, down to its core.
Exactly.
It's easy.
It's up, but you can't just throw any message out there. You have to craft it carefully.
And don't forget those QR codes.
Oh, yeah. Those are crucial.
You could have a great offer on the mailer,
yeah,
and then boom, the QR code takes them to your website.
To a specific page where they can learn more.
Take advantage of the offer.
Exactly.
It's like a treasure hunt.
It is.
Leading them from their mailbox to your website.
I like that.
And this whole thing seems so simple.
It does.
The Source mentioned that the mailers are professionally designed, distributed.
Mm.
Businesses don't have to do anything.
That's a huge advantage.
Especially for small business owners.
Right. They're already so busy.
They can just focus on running their business.
And
this shared approach makes it affordable.
Very affordable.
It's like a collective marketing effort.
It's this
local heads up program. It's more sophisticated than I thought.
They've put a lot of thought into it.
They really have.
They've taken something old school.
Okay.
And made it modern.
They've given it a twist.
Using technology and psychology.
You create something fresh.
And surprisingly relevant.
So we don't always have to reinvent the wheel.
Nope.
Sometimes we just have to adapt,
okay,
to the new era.
Exactly.
So as we wrap up this deep dive.
It does leave us with a thought.
What's that?
In a world that's becoming, you know, so digital, so impersonal, could something as simple as a postcard be the key,
yeah,
to rekindling those authentic connections?
That's a great question.
We need those connections.
For a thriving business.
And a strong community.
It is something to think about.
It is.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the unexpected world of direct mail marketing.
My pleasure. Until next time.